Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 25th of November, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. More cases, 98 of them. That's 513 active cases, three in Nobles. Nobody in ICU. The Grandstand COVID Test Centre will move for TT. Tourism offering should be bigger and better. The Office of Cybersecurity warns of Black Friday scams and the Douglas Christmas lights switch on tonight. And there's a yellow weather warning for severe gales from 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First to my Dave Moore.
First to my, the number of overall COVID-19 cases in the Isle of Man has risen for a sixth consecutive day. The latest figures stand at 513, that's 43 more than yesterday. Meanwhile, the seven-day average for confirmed positive coronavirus cases in the island is around 51, according to the latest surveillance report published by Public Health. The number of COVID cases in the UK since the start of the pandemic has now passed 10 million. Daily figures also show 47,240 people tested positive in the latest 24-hour period. The COVID-19 testing centre at the TT Grandstand will be moved so that next year's Motorsport Festival can take place. The Enterprise Minister, Alex Allinson, confirmed a number of new sites are being considered. The UK Home Secretary has been responding to the deaths in the English Channel, insisting the UK has a clear, generous and humane approach to dealing with migrant crossings. 27 people lost their lives yesterday, including three children. It comes as police say an adult male had been found on a beach in northern France, but it's not clear if the death is connected to yesterday's tragedy. French President Emmanuel Macron called for stronger European cooperation. And there's no link between Bobby Ann McLeod and the man held over her murder after she never turned up to meet friends in Plymouth on Saturday. Devon and Cornwall police have been granted more time to question a 24-year-old. Those are the headlines. The next bulletin is at 6.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Dave. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a gale warning tonight in the North Irish Sea, and tomorrow a strong to near gale force westerly on the Isle of Man this evening will bring intermittent rain, the overnight minimum 5. For tomorrow, Friday, early rain will clear as the strong to near gale force wind will turn northwesterly, daytime maximum 8 degrees. More blustery showers after lunch as the northwest wind decreases to gale force, then severe gale force during the evening and night, down to 4 Celsius. Into Saturday, Jasan, sunny intervals, isolated showers on the gale force northerly, which will start to ease late Saturday afternoon. Top temperature 7 with significant wind chill. Tide on the way out, low water 24 minutes past 9, high tide 26 minutes past 3 a.m., sunrise at 5 past 8 tomorrow morning. Low water, 23 minutes past 9.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
The number of overall COVID-19 cases in the Isle of Man has risen for a sixth consecutive day. Here's Dave Moore back with detail.
The latest figures stand at 513. That's 43 more than yesterday. At Nobles Hospital, there are three patients who have coronavirus, which is one more than 24 hours ago. None are in intensive care. The total number includes 98 new cases of COVID-19, with the origin of 21 of those under investigation. 285 people are currently awaiting test results, with 119 booked in tomorrow. Meanwhile, the seven-day average for confirmed positive coronavirus cases in the island is around 51, according to the latest surveillance report published by Public Health. Officials say the most confirmed cases in the past week have been in the 10 to 14 age group, most of which are unvaccinated. At the time the data was compiled, there were two people in hospital with the virus. Both were symptomatic and both were also fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, no further COVID-19 related deaths have been recorded in the last 7 days. The number of fatalities on the island from the virus since the start of the pandemic stands at 66.
The COVID-19 testing centre at the TT Grandstand will be moved so the Motorsport Festival can take place next year. The Enterprise Minister has confirmed a number of new sites are being considered. Dr. Allenson says other arrangements will be made.
First of all, TT will go ahead next year. Absolutely. The Manx Grand Prix and the Classic TT will go ahead next year. Normally around this time of year, we have a big exotic launch. It's normally done at the Birmingham Motor Show. Obviously, that's not happening this year, but we've already got the schedule published, and we are going ahead. What we've done over the last 2 years, while TT hasn't been running for obvious reasons, is looking at all the aspects of the racing, particularly concentrating on safety and concentrating on the experience of visitors and people who watch the TT. We're looking at how we can make sure that we have enough marshals and that they're all trained. And actually, all the motorcycle groups and all the people involved have been incredibly helpful to get this up and running. I know that there are people out there, particularly from other countries, who are going through lockdowns at the moment, who may be uncertain. But I can absolutely say that there is a commitment from government right the way across all the departments to make sure that TT carries on, to make sure TT is run properly, is a really good event in 2022. And then build on that for 2023 with a new schedule that's proposed to make it even better.
We obviously the COVID-19 test centres at the grandstand, so if that still needs to be in place while the races are on, what happens to the COVID test centre?
We'll make other arrangements. I mean, obviously, we will need to still test people for COVID using PCR testing. The test centre, the staff there have been fantastic to keep it running right the way through the pandemic. But when there's racing on, it's impractical to have it there. We will need to go into another location, or we'll need to find another way of getting people to take PCR tests if they still need it. And there are various options around doing that, whether that's done at another hub or whether that's done at the hospital or a place just outside the hospital. So we will make all those arrangements to be absolutely certain that the TT can run.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Good evening. It's 23 minutes before 6 on Update. Ben McCreese just nosing away into the Inner Harbour in Douglas, ready to get onto the links, Ben. A private tour operator says the Manx government should think bigger and think better to diversify provisions for tourists that boost the Manx economy. Golf tour boss Jed Power claims civil servants are out of touch with the situation on the ground.
We need bars, we need restaurants, we need places that are together in an entertainment zone. And if the government works on that, it won't just complement the visitor economy. It'll complement our local economy. It'll complement the needs of our young people and families, and it'll keep people on the island, because you know we're suffering from, you know, a problem with young people going further afield because there's a lack of things to do and excitement.
You've said before that civil servants are not the ones who go out and see what the real problems are, so talk me through it.
There is such a huge gap between those who are actually working on the coalface and those that don't. I handle over 1,000 tourists a year, and these aren't just the golf holiday people. These are people off cruise ships, people that are staying at hotels. But when you come to, say, somewhere like the Laxey Wheel, and it isn't work, and there's still a charge, or you're trying to find a place to eat on a Sunday evening, and everywhere is shut, this isn't good enough. You know, we need to think bigger, think better. The likes of some of our attractions around the island, you know, we like the museum, we like the House of Manannan, the castles, but it only meets the needs of a certain group. We haven't even got a wet weather option, have we?
How are all these issues going to be tackled? What's the best way forward?
I think it's by being more hands-on. I think it's responding to the public, listening to what the public have got to say, acting quicker and slicker and in a more clever fashion. So the likes of, say, you know, what have we got to do to stimulate things downtown? Have we got to provide incentives to employ people, a reduction in rates, make planning? Can we look at these empty shops in Strand Street and can we turn them into bars and restaurants very quickly? What about the hotel issue? You know, really, we've only got a couple of hotels that perhaps you or I would feel happy about staying in. I think that's fair to say, isn't it? We've got to modernise. And I think the people who make the decisions have maybe got to look inwardly and say to themselves, well, if I was here on holiday, what would I want to do?
Police on the Isle of Man are urging Manx residents to be cautious ahead of Black Friday sales tomorrow. Officers are warning scammers will continue to try to target island shoppers in the run-up to Christmas. Inspector Gavin Callow works within the Office of Cybersecurity and Information Assurance.
People are ordering things and they don't turn up, or something unexpected turns up, so you order something expensive and a cheaper version arrives. Or people are just being scammed, basically. It'll go online and people will just rip them off and get money out of them.
In terms of this time of year, in terms of the numbers of potential scams that you see, do you see the numbers particularly spiking at this time?
I think the number of people that are shopping online in the run-up to Christmas, we see an increase. It might be just a slight increase, but we see an increase in the number of people losing out due to scams online.
You may not have an exact figure here, but just how much money can people be conned out of by particularly Black Friday scams?
You know, it's one of our biggest volume crimes on the Isle of Man, if not the biggest, people getting scammed, and that's reflected worldwide. It's not just UK, it's the whole, you know, the whole world is online these days and people lose money on it.
What are the sort of techniques that people can take to try and avoid falling victim?
As we say, Black Friday is coming up. The Christmas shopping period is in full swing already. If you see people's Christmas tree lights and are up and there's Christmas items in the shops, I think the advice we could give year-round applies to Christmas as much as any time. So that'd be research retailers and make sure that the site you're using is their site and it's secure. Make sure you know your rights and the return policy for that store. Keep software up to date. Make sure you use strong passwords. If you can, and this is more for the UK, it's not such a problem over here, but try not to use public Wi-Fi. You know, use your phone's own network or the network in your house. If you can pay, using a credit card, because there's some measure of protection for that. And just be that little bit more smarter, more sensible when you're shopping online. Take care. And I suppose the most important thing would be the safest way to shop is to shop local.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
19 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio. Ben McCree left Heysham at 8 minutes past 2. She's just in the inner harbour at the moment, going astern onto the Linkspan. We'll be leaving this evening at 7:45. Heading over to Heysham, getting there at about 11:30. The 02:15 departure arrives back to Douglas 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then we've got a sea of red for a couple of days. The 8:45 tomorrow morning is in doubt, the possible disruption and cancellation. Obviously, the 2:15 won't be coming back if the 8:45 doesn't go. Tomorrow night, 7:45 is in doubt, and Saturday morning's 8:45 a.m. is in doubt. Best policy, listen to Manx Radio. As soon as we know, you'll know.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
The greatest Christmas show is getting underway in Douglas tonight. The annual event marks the start of late-night Christmas shopping and the switch-on of the Christmas lights. The town centre manager, Oliver Cheshire.
Similar format to last year, but slightly bigger and more spread out.
So what can people actually expect in terms of attractions, and where are they, as it were?
So we've got two cinemas this year. We'll have one on Market Hill and one on Marina Road, a snow garden, a Manx Radio stage.
And when it comes to the snow garden, the word that keeps ringing in my ear is a vortex of snow. This is a place where people can go and feel that they're, you know, in the land where snow comes at this time of year and get their photos taken and
I'm
stuff
not
like.
Going to lie, I did want a vortex, but unfortunately it's not going to be possible. So we've got a couple of machines there, so it should be, yeah.
No. You will have that festive feel.
You will, definitely.
Yes. I've had fun with these snow machines before. I know for well looked. When you come out of this snow environment, you look like you've been in a snow environment, don't you?
Very much so, yeah.
And what's the cinema going to be showing then?
So we're going to have The Snowman, and on the other one, The Snowman and The Snow Dog.
Oh, so, the sequel, as it were.
Yes.
Oh, excellent. It.
So most of the things will start from 5:30 till 8:30, with just the few exceptions starting a bit earlier.
When it comes to this ice sculpture, do we know what it's going to be of, or is it a complete surprise? We just find out on the day.
We do, but we're going to keep it a surprise. It will be Christmas-themed.
Well, you'd hope so, really,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
No, definitely.
There's nothing like going along to the greatest Christmas show and seeing an ice sculpture of, I don't know, a pumpkin or something from the wrong time of year.
It wouldn't feel quite right. right, would it?
No. Book your Thursday night as coming into town, because the atmosphere is fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It just, for me, it's when Christmas properly starts. So, yeah.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
16 minutes before 6, Italy's antitrust authorities imposed Amazon and Apple with fines totaling over 200 million euros for cooperating to restrict competition in the sale of Apple and Beats products. An arrangement between the two tech giants allegedly blocked some resellers from accessing Amazon Italy's marketplace in violation of EU rules. Antitrust pressures mounting against big tech in recent years. Amazon and Apple also face ongoing investigations in Spain and Germany. There are signs the global supply chain holdups are improving, yet the complicated web of producers and distributors reckon things won't get back to normal till early next year, and only as long as COVID outbreaks start to subside. Industry experts point to the reduced pandemic-related factory closures, fewer energy shortages, and loosening port capacity limits in Asia, coupled with falling ocean freight rates. Additionally, most big Western retailers have already imported most of their Christmas stock. However, the challenges remain, labour shortages and bottlenecks at ports.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks inched higher as investors continue to monitor the COVID crisis in the region and political developments in Germany. US stocks rose as signs of a solid recovery in the world's largest economy offset jitters over inflation. Oil ticked lower, gold edged up as the dollar eased slightly, and in corporate news, Vodafone and Imperial Brands were weaker as they traded without entitlement to the dividend. The numbers at the close in London, Ramsey Crookall reporting the FTSE 100 up a third of a percent at 7,310. In Germany, in Frankfurt, the DAX up 0.2% at 15,912. Ramsey Crookall reporting in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial fractionally down 0.3% down at 35,804. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.4% at 15,845. And the S&P 500 up a quarter of a percent at 4,701. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is currently worth $1 US, 33.2 cents, and €1, 18.8 cents. And in commodities, gold's up a tenth of a percent at $1,790 per troy ounce. And a barrel of Brent crude oil fractionally up just 0.05 of a percent at $82.25.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. To comment on the update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631 or email update@manxradio.com.
Tributes have been paid to Michael Cowan following his death earlier this week. Known as Pulley Man, Michael Cowan was a regular contributor to Manx Radio. Tessa Hawley.
I know he was so popular, understandably so, in the community. What a character. What a thoroughly lovely human being who never let life get him down, did he?
No, always cheery and a smile and a quip, and then, of course, his regular poems and regular listeners to Manx Radio to Chris in the Morning, of course.
Yes.
Remember for, I don't know, quite a long time, a year or two.
Weekly contributor, wasn't he?
Once a week, he would come on the phone and Chris would phone him and they'd have a bit of a chin wag about what was going on in life, what was going on in the Isle of Man, what he thought about things. And then he would end up with a poem.
Yes, and they were all fabulous.
Tributes there from Manx Radio presenters Christy De Haven and Howard Kane, just some of many being shared following the sad news that Michael Cowan has died. Pulley Man, as he was perhaps more widely known, was, as the duo say, a regular contributor to the station's breakfast programmes, as Chris Williams explains.
He was a very funny man and a lovely person, and always dealt with his issues. In a very positive way, and I thought that was one thing I always found very heartening with Michael, was that he was never downheartened, and he was always very positive and always looked for the best in people and the best in himself and how he could help others.
The fundraiser was well known for his poetry as well as his fundraising endeavours, particularly in relation to Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's. In fact, he shared the first poem he'd ever written on Manx Radio, a snippet of which I'll leave you with.
Another day, another dawn, a sigh, a groan, a stretch, a yawn. The day before is gone, it's old. Tomorrow never comes, we're told. So don't waste time a scheme or plot. Enjoy the now, that's all you've got.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Customer Dave Moore.
Tom Knight's had to withdraw from next week's opening round of the Super Enduro World Championship in Poland. The Manx teenager was due to ride the factory TM300. The team's now seeking a replacement rider to compete in Łódź. The Southern 100 Club's issued its dates for next year's main motorcycle racing meeting. It will be run between July the 11th and 14th. There have been calls in the past to move the event from its Monday to Thursday format to a regular weekend slot. Southern 100 Club press officer Phil Edge says it's a formula which has served them well.
I think also with the races being in the evening, it allows families of riders and for fans, of course, to come and enjoy the island itself during the day and just watch the evening racing, and it still finishes early enough so they can go out at night later on. The only day where they're fully engaged is, of course, is the Thursday, our championship day, and then they've got the prize presentation at night, so it fits in nicely with a lot of people's habits, I suppose.
The Southern 100 Club will also be running the pre-TT Classic and post-TT race meetings in May and June, respectively. And finally, Honda have launched the latest model of their famous Fireblade. It's a 30th anniversary special edition of a machine which has brought the Japanese manufacturer much success at the Isle of Man TT races. The CBR1000RRRSP was unveiled in Milan.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
9 minutes before six, the 25-6 Loganair inbound from Manchester came in 5 minutes late. The next departure, the 6:10 Loganair to Liverpool, the patient transfer pain, and that will be coming back at 8:10 tonight, all things being equal. On the roads, a lot of roadworks going to be wrapping up later on this week, possibly tomorrow. The old Castletown Road in Douglas, around the White Hoe area, temporary lights should be gone at the back end of tomorrow. Ditto temporary lights in Glen May on the main road through the village near the waterfall car park. In Port Erin, those temporary lights on Upper Promenade should be finished at the end of this week. And temporary lights on the main road in Kirkmichael for that new race walkway should be gone at the end of this week. Ditto the temporary lights in Douglas on Summerhill. Still with us, Queen Street, it's closed there for a short stretch on North Quay as well. Whether or not the nuisance building is going to be demolished or not, we're not yet sure. In Laxey, Minorca Hill, the bottom end's closed for drainage work, diversion via Glen Road. In Sulby, temporary lights on the main road at Sulby Bridge for wall repairs. In Greber, temporary lights 24 hours a day near the Highlander and St Trinian's for that surface water drainage work. And Paul Rose Bridge, still closed, will be closed, but should be open for TT next year.
Massimo Tyres, budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at Quayside.
The Manx government says it can't put a price on work done to the Sefton Hotel on Douglas Promenade as part of the redevelopment. The Department of Infrastructure has confirmed that it undertook a number of jobs as part of the work to develop the cultural area.
The question on who has paid for the work was raised on the Man in Line this week with Douglas East MHK Claire Barber.
Who's paying for the fancy brickwork outside their hotel? Does it contribute at all?
I don't know the actual breakdown, Patrick, I'm going to be honest with you, but it is something that has been raised, and it's something that I want to pick up to understand a little bit in more detail, I suppose, because I can understand the cultural area, but it does appear from me looking at it to have gone far further than that in terms of actually replacing the front steps and disabled access ramps. So I think it's important for transparency that that information is shared publicly, and that's something that is on my long and growing list to pick up with the DOI minister. I feel like I'm just chasing him constantly.
Yeah, it looks very nice, just one of the costs.
She clearly didn't know the answer, but after requesting the information from the Department of Infrastructure, the situation has now become clear. The DOI has told Manx Radio the work carried out includes ramped access to the main entrance, a raised area in front of Sir Norman's bar, two sets of steps to the building, one to the main entrance and one to the bar, a replacement staircase to the basement, and replacement railings to the front boundary wall, and new ramp or raised area. And as for who paid for it, well, the DOI says the hotel has made a financial contribution, but taxpayers have picked up the balance. In a statement to Manx Radio, the department says it's not undertaken any additional work to the Sefton Hotel that wasn't accounted for or necessary as part of the works to develop the cultural area as a piece of public open space. Any costs, it says, are included in the contractor's tender submission and cannot be separately identified.
In the UK earlier this week, Labour MP Stella Creasy was criticised for taking her baby into the House of Commons. She's since been told she can't have her young son with her in the chamber. But what about Tynwald in the Isle of Man? Are members allowed to bring their infants into Tynwald? Speaker of the House of Keys, Juan Watterson.
Well, I think this is where we sometimes get a little bit overprotective of the status of Parliament as being the sacred space. It is, at the end of the day, a place for employment, a place where people go and do their job and work. And that was so much the principle behind the Breastfeeding Bill and the Equality Act. And provided that people are not being disruptive, then it seems reasonable to make the adjustments to allow people to parent and to feed children at work. And I'm surprised that people get so excited about it.
Could you see it happening in Tynwald?
I could see it. Obviously, it's a matter for the president within Tynwald, but absolutely.
You were successful with the Breastfeeding Act as well?
Well, it simply provided that you couldn't eject someone from a place that was a public place just because they were breastfeeding, and it came on the back of several complaints that's exactly what some people had experienced. And I must admit, I thought the world had moved on somewhat since then.
We've not heard of any issues or anything since then, have we?
Just one. There was, as far as I'm aware, there was only one incident of it happening, the actual act being used. It never went to court, but it was something that was useful in terms of making people think twice about how they ran a business. In fact, it was a public sector institution.
So are you surprised then, just going back to the Stella Creasy, that situation has happened in the UK?
Yes, I mean, I think we are trying to move increasingly towards a greater diversity in Parliament. We're talking about making sure that it's a place where people can work and be accessible as a place of work. I think if there was an office that had a creche in it, or where people had flexible working approaches, and someone breastfed their child at a desk whilst they got on with other things, I don't think anyone would blink twice. And why should Parliament be any different?
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dave Moore, producer Tessa Hawley. I'm Andy Wendt, back with another update tomorrow night at 5:30. Watch out for the weather tonight. Enjoy the Christmas lights.